So good to have you with us for this Monday edition of Live and Local. Tell you what, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
Hey, I'm trying to save your life. Please don't get the booster. Just hang on with me for a few more months. Please don't get it. Just like what got stopped last week, they were trying to get employees with 100 or less. They wanted to jab all the employees. That fell through. The government stopped. That federal government actually shot that down. We're in the process of getting all the death jabs shot down right now here in the Valley because they want to just basically go in and without your consent, because once you put your kid in school, that is called implied consent under the World Health Organization. And what they can do without your consent is lock that school down and jab your kid. And it's actually in there. I studied this over the weekend. It is very much out there, and they're doing it right now. And the funny thing is, it was found out just over the weekend, they're actually looking at what's in the death jabs for the kids now. And they got heart attack medication and blood thinners. What is going on? So please, my friend, I want to keep you on the radio a few more years. I know you just got your trophy and stuff. I want you around more than that trophy, okay?
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it. I appreciate the sentiments. Don't know what I'll do, but I'm going to give it some time and let develop a bigger sample size. Stay with us. Coming up, Paul Enos talking about the supply chain problems. The CEO of Nevada Trucking. He'll be coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden signing that $1.2 trillion infrastructure measure into law. It's designed to rebuild America's roads, bridges, and more. The president will be meeting with his Chinese counterpart in a much-anticipated virtual summit this evening.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the two leaders will discuss ways to responsibly manage the competition between their two countries, as well as ways to work together.
We believe and understand intense competition is part of that relationship. We also believe that that requires intense diplomacy. So this is a reflection of that.
White House officials say that no major announcements are expected to come from the video call. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Closing arguments have begun in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial in the shootings of three people during street unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Prosecutors are portraying the 18-year-old as the aggressor. Rittenhouse has argued self-defense, saying he feared for his own safety when he shot and killed two men and wounded a third. Also at townhall.com, a new poll, even more bad news for the president.
In a new ABC News Washington Post poll, President Biden gets low marks across the board. His approval rating has dropped to just 41%, and that's after passage of his infrastructure bill. 63% of respondents say Mr. Biden has achieved not much or very little since he became president, and over half the registered voters say they'd vote for a GOP congressional candidate if the midterm elections were held today. Ken Lorman reporting.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont will not seek re-election. 81-year-old Leahy's term expires in January of 2023. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and they'll waive your new member fee. Apply by November 30th, you'll save an additional $170. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. But join now, you can save even more. Call now, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. That was another good weekend for the Las Vegas sportsbooks as they rode the underdogs to a solid win for the third week in a row, in large part due to the Washington football team, which covered for only the second time this season. The only constant for the bettors right now is Tennessee, as the Titans keep on winning, running their NFL best winning streak to 6, but their 5-game cover streak has come to an end after yesterday's 23-21 win over New Orleans. Well, the Raiders managed just 15 first downs on offense, and on defense, they only managed 3 hits on Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes on 50 dropbacks. The Raiders' 41-14 loss leaves Las Vegas one half game behind the Chiefs in the standings, and they'll look to rebound against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium. The Rock Rink is back for the holidays. Downtown Summerlin will begin the holiday season on Friday with the arrival of Jolly Old St. Nick and the opening of the popular skating rink. Skate rentals are $16. The hours of operation may vary, and appointments are required.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, the Californians are heading home. You can tell by looking at the traffic cams, and Interstate 15 southbound at mile marker 5 is packed all the way to the state line. Also, you'll tap the brakes there, 215 westbound at Gibson.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Man, there's just all kinds of stuff going on. We've got Kyle Rittenhouse closing arguments going on. We've got the president signing into law the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, although only 10% of it is infrastructure. You got Steve Bannon going before a judge today and saying that he's going on offense. I hope he does. There's lots to do. I knew it would eventually happen. The supply chain disruption. I knew they would have eventually start looking for a scapegoat. And apparently the left is zeroing in on the trucking industry. You got MSNBC targeting trucking for being... this was amazing. MSNBC came up with this. That trucking is populated by white males over 55 who are aggressive on the road. We need somebody to set the record straight, and that's why we checked out Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking. I'll bet you are fit to be tied, my friend, when you see stuff like this and 60-minute hit pieces. You must go crazy with this stuff.
Well, you know, hey, I watched the piece on 60 Minutes. You know, hey, for them, I thought they did an okay job. I saw my good friend Matt Trapp, who runs the Harbor Trucking Association. Harbor Truck Association, good guy. Hey, there's always more to the story, right? I mean, there's always those little pieces, little tidbits. You know, it was interesting, Kevin. I was flying to Long Beach to get on a flight to Dallas, or actually my flight from Reno to Dallas went through Long Beach. So flying in there Friday, and, you know, you look down, and, you know, I counted 67. And I think there were another 13 or 14 more out there that I may have missed. Boats just sitting out there in San Pedro Bay waiting to get into to the ports to get unloaded. And then coming onto my flight, you know, kind of interesting. I try to get that first row because I'm a very patient person, you know, watching people, you know, take their stuff. And I mean, I want to get on that front row and get off the plane as fast as I can. That's how I like to roll. So it was interesting. I had a gentleman sit next to me who was a longshoreman and another guy who I didn't know, but we had mutual contacts who was retired in the trucking industry. So, you know, we had a fun conversation about the supply chain and about logistics. And, you know, this guy, you know, and hey, I'm sure he does work hard. You know, he was talking about, you know, what he did. But it was really interesting to see the look from the gentleman with the trucking industry space when he said that his shifts were only 4 hours long. And you know what? Hey, longshoreman, I'm not going to say any job is easy, but I mean, those are jobs that are extremely sought after, you know, that folks want because they pay very well. And hey, a 4 hour shift, I'd take that deal if I could get it, buddy.
Yeah, 4 hours. 4 hours is a deal I could probably handle.
Right? I mean, I'm sure you probably spend more time prepping for the show, right?
Yeah, a lot of days. The answer is yes. That's incredible. I'm curious what you thought or what the gist of the 60 Minutes piece was.
Well, you know... And I don't think it was necessarily a hit piece. I mean, you know, the reality is, Kevin, we have a crisis of labor not having enough people to do the jobs that we require to keep everything that we want moving here. And, you know, it's not just here in America. I mean, one of the issues with the big backlog that we see today is the fact that China has a labor shortage. right now. You know, they shut down those they shut down a lot of the factories during the pandemic. You know, that are causing issues with getting products made and onto the ships in Asia to come over here. So, you know, they have that issue. We have that issue. It's not just in the trucking industry, although we do have a labor shortage in the trucking industry. We do have a truck driver shortage. We have 30% fewer drivers today than we had before the pandemic began. It went from 60,000 to 80,000. So that's a big deal. And I know we talked on this show, and I was really happy to see that the Fifth Circuit Court stayed the implementation of the Biden vaccine mandate. You know, we're hearing from some of our largest members that could be detrimental to their ability to keep a workforce. You know, I've seen numbers, you know, in the high 30s of percentage-wise of drivers that would leave, even if it's 5%. I mean, that would be another 200,000 drivers. And, you know, you see the issues that we have right now. Imagine the issues that we would have with another 200,000 drivers not in the workforce. I mean, it would definitely be substantial. So we have a lot of pressures all throughout the supply chain. We have labor pressures in warehouses. We have, you know, not being able to have enough folks to unload. We've also got, and, you know, they mentioned this a little bit, you know, the numbers that I've seen, Kevin, we have, and, you know, honestly, I checked on this a couple of weeks ago, so this may have changed, but a couple of weeks ago, we had 6,800 empty containers sitting on chassis around the country. So what does that mean? Well, for a truck to move a container, you need a chassis, and that chassis, that's the frame and that's the wheels that those containers sit up on. We have a chassis shortage right now. So we don't have enough space to put all of the containers to get them, you know, back to the ports and back on a ship going to Asia. So, you know, there are definitely a myriad of different issues. You know, I think, like I said, watching the 60 Minutes piece, for what 60 Minutes tends to do, I think it was more fair than not, you know, showing that this is a widespread problem. You mentioned the MSNBC thing. You know, that actually kind of breaks my heart. You know, the trucking industry doesn't care what your sex is, what your race is, what God you believe in. As long as you have an attitude of showing up to work, not afraid of working hard, and an attitude of safety, we want you. And, you know, honestly, I hate the fact that, oh, it's just white males, because that's not true. 41.5% of the trucking industry, of our drivers, are minorities. A huge swath of those are immigrants who want to come over here and become owner-operators so they can still go home. They can work for 10 or 11 months out of the year and still remain connected to those people that they left behind in India or Russia or Mexico or a myriad of other countries that folks want to leave and come and live in America. The trucking industry gives people an amazing ability to come here, work really hard for 9, 10, 11 months out of the year, and still have the wherewithal to take that time off and go home. Can't do that with a lot of other jobs. You know, if you tell somebody, hey, I'm going to take 2 months off so I can go back home and see my family, you may not have that job when you come back. So the fact that you can do that in the trucking industry is a great thing. But I guess I was really disturbed when she said aggressive. When you're moving 80,000 pounds down the road, and every good truck driver knows this, and look, I know people have stories about, you know, folks who are jerks out there on the road, You know, and I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen, but typically the people that are moving 18 wheels down the road, 80,000 pounds, are going to be your safest drivers because they know what kind of damage that can do if it runs into another vehicle. You know, they know that people will get killed, will get hurt if they're not doing everything they need to do. So, I mean, I was probably more offended, you know, when she used the term of these folks being aggressive, you know, than I was the racial politics that she was trying to inject into it. You know, we are an industry that is very welcome. We are very open to folks of all different backgrounds. Please, you have an attitude towards safety. You can pass a drug test. You want to have a career where, yeah, you can work hard, but a fair day's work will get you a fair day's pay. The trucking industry is here. We are open. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter what kind of God you believe in. Sexuality, none of that stuff matters. The only thing that matters is bringing that attitude of safety and a work ethic to the job.
Again, Paul Enos joining us. He is the CEO of Nevada Trucking. We love him, and we certainly love his people because they are in charge. And am I right on this, that trucking amounts to something like 72% of the freight that gets transported from point A to point B is via trucking? Is that right?
Yeah. In the United States of America, that is absolutely true. Right here in the Silver State, Kevin, we don't have a Mississippi River. We don't have an extensive rail network. So in Nevada, that number skyrockets to 95.3%.
Wow.
So right here in the Silver State, 95.3% of everything that is moved, all the manufactured tonnage, the stuff that you and I and our families and your listeners, you know, go and buy in the stores, it's on a truck. It comes via truck. You know, there's not a lot of stuff that isn't on a truck at one point or another.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. More with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Truck, and we'll do that more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only. Water test completed.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, the great folks all across the state of Nevada who get freight from point A to point B, and they do it with a smile on their face. Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking. Do you see this supply chain disruption easing at all? I mean, is there any evidence? We haven't talked in, what, 3-4 weeks. Is there any? And we now have the Port of L.A. and the Port of Long Beach going 24/7. That's according to the president. Is it getting better?
Well, you know, it was really interesting sitting down and talking to the longshoreman on the flight and getting, you know, that kind of boots on the ground information. He says that very few cranes are operating. Even though ports are open 24/7. Let me put it this way. And maybe I've said this before, so I apologize to your listeners if I'm being redundant. And this is something I'm poaching from my counterpart in the Golden State and Mr. Sean Yaden, who is an absolute stud. The supply chain is not being optimized. I think that is 100% true. You know, when you look at ports, look, we've had issues in ports for a number of years. This is not new to us. I know members of mine have stopped going into the ports because they wait a long time. You're kind of at the mercy of the crane operators. Some of them are great. Some of them are not. And, you know, they really can make or break a truck driver's day depending on, you know, if they choose to put the container that they're waiting for onto that chassis or not. So, Kevin, I don't know that this is anything that's going to be solved soon.
I mean, are we talking yes. 2 months, 6 months, a year? I mean, what are we looking at here?
You know, I've heard folks all over the board saying, "Oh, this is something that we can get fixed in the second quarter of 2022." I've also had folks say, "This isn't anything that we're going to fix until 2023."
Wow.
You know, here's what I'll say. the logistics industry and the private sector is full of a lot.